Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio here on Business Radio X, as we are broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios, our program brought to you by Ferritech. I am merely Mike Salmon alongside the great and wonderful Stephen Julian. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Mike. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Wait, what you drinking right there?
I am drinking some coffee. What do you have over there, Mike?
I got a big old bag of tequila behind me, thanks to our friends at Bahama Breeze.
It's a big bottle in a bag. That's right. The best business card you could ever bring.
This is the biggest bottle of tequila I have ever had in my life.
Let's check the levels of it at the end of the show.
It's open. I think it might only be water. Somebody might have been into this already. We'll find out.
Fantastic. Leave it right. That's a nice
I'll
prop
put
for the
tequila
show.
Right in the middle of the table, along with the key lime pie. Bahama Breeze, by the way, is going to be a regular guest every week from this point forward.
As long as they keep bringing things like that, that is for
Absolutely.
Sure. And I'm sure they'll bring a great interview later. But before we get into the other guests we have, I want to remind you that you said at the beginning, we are in the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios, and love is what makes a Subaru. And all of our listeners, anybody listening, can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. They can visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join the family today. They can come in and see the difference, and maybe they're already a Subaruist. They can follow Subaru of Gwinnett Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
You know, Subaru of Gwinnett's right around the corner from here. It's actually across the street.
Literally.
We'll have a little tequila party there later today.
I like it. Boy, man.
Tequila party, Subaru of Gwinnett.
Let's keep track of how many times we say tequila in the show.
Yes, we're up to 14 already.
You are.
Yeah, I know. Great show today. We've got a lot of wonderful guests joining us. We'll start with Blue Key Interactive. We're joined by Melissa Martin and McCray Kane. Also joining us on the program from Bahama Breeze, Nona Jones and Felicia Davis. And also from Espute Productions, we are joined by Daniel Espute and Esteban Watson.
Almost. You came so close. Right at the finish line.
Dang it. All right, let's start with Melissa and McCray with Blue Key Interactive. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Melissa, McCray, tell us all about Blue Key Interactive, what your company does.
Well, first off, thanks for having us. We're going to try to be as exciting as food. That's a tough act to go before. But at Blue Key Interactive, what we do, we build beautiful and functional websites, and we provide to our clients full complete web presence management so that they can engage with their current customers as well as attract new leads.
Yep. Okay. McCray, you're the COO.
Correct.
And Melissa, you are a sales director there. A year from now, if we're talking and you've had a great year, what does that mean for you? What's a great year for Blue Key Interactive?
Well, that's a long list, but I'll go for what I'm trying to
I'll
achieve.
I'll sip on the tequila while you answer.
15.
It starts with pie.
So for me, there's, like I said, there's a laundry list of things that we'd like to achieve, but the two main ones, one being I would like to personally increase the referrals that I give and receive by 30%. So that's number one. Number two, to hire on and properly onboard a junior sales rep so that we can create their goals together and they're actually on track for achieving them. So those are my two points to knock out by this time next year.
McCray, I was going to ask you, Melissa gave a great description of what Blue Key does, and she used the phrase web presence management. Can you unpack that a little bit more, some of the details of what that would look like for a client of yours?
Sure. So it kind of crosses into branding a little bit as well. But your web presence, it includes your social media profiles, it includes social media timelines, it includes your website, of course, it includes your rankings, it includes basically anything on the internet. So If I find you through a Facebook page or a YouTube account or a video online or anywhere else, a referring page from Yahoo or wherever, I want to be able to see everything exactly the same. The tone of voice, the content, the colors need to be the same. I don't want to find your website to be green and blue and then I find your Facebook page to be orange and black because I'm not sure if it's the same company, especially when with a global economy like this, you can, with the internet, you can find the same company names anywhere and you don't know if it's company A and company A are the same or not. So that's really what it entails.
How much mismanagement of web presence is going on out there, not only from people trying to do it themselves, which would probably be obvious, but even from people, well, I'm working with this person on my social media and this person on my website. How much mismanagement is going on out there that you guys can fix?
A ton.
Yeah.
It's
2,000 pounds.
It's just a disaster, to be honest with you.
So, and what are kind of unpack that a little bit. What are some of the biggest mistakes that you guys see that you go, oh, please let us be your web presence management?
There's a good story. Georgia Land Surveyors.
You want to do it?
Yeah. Sounds like you are. Go for it. Melissa, tell me a story.
I'll tell you a story.
Fantastic.
So as we pour up the tequila and gather around.
16. Go ahead.
So we had a client come to us and the biggest challenge that they were facing is they had this freelancer doing their web development and keeping up with the website. And this person disappeared. And along with them disappearing went their logins for the website. But what's even worse is they lost access to their emails. So we had to go in and recreate everything from scratch, do the new logo, I mean, just everything, the messaging, content, business cards, the whole nine yards, we had to redo that for them. And the way we work is we give them, we call it the keys to your website so that you're the master admin. If something happens to us, God forbid, you can still keep up with your own website.
Absolutely.
One of the questions you have here on your list you wanted me to ask you is, tell me about a time things did not go well, did not turn out the way you wanted. No one's ever asked me to ask that question but you until today.
Great question.
Brave.
So tell us about a time when something didn't go the way you were hoping.
Yes.
And I'm assuming you're going to spin it to something positive.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
with your boss sitting to your left, yes.
What's funny is it actually piggybacks off of that client I just told you about. So we redo everything, get their website up and running, and they start running monthly marketing campaigns. So we were doing something called pay-per-click or AdWords management. So that's running advertisements every month. We were doing such a great job that they were getting more leads than they could actually handle. So they had to cancel.
How dare you?
I know.
They got backlogged.
So I wanted the monthly money coming in, but they said pause it so that they could, you know, take care of those growing pains, get back on their feet. We still do things for them now every now and then, but that monthly.
You did such a good job. They got too much business.
That's exactly right.
And couldn't handle it.
What a horrible story. Things didn't go right. It didn't go right because it went too right. I like that. That is fantastic.
It's just the woes of business, right?
Blue Key Interactive will make you so busy, you'll fire us. Or at least temporarily suspend us.
We do so good, you fire us.
There's your new catchphrase. There you go. How do you get new business? I mean, Melissa, I see you at chamber events and out there knocking on doors. Is that how you get most of your business? I'm assuming referrals is probably a big part of it as well.
It is. Referrals would be number one, especially since we're new. But we also practice what we preach. So thanks to my team, we get a lot of inbound calls. So we get people filling out the contact form on our website, people calling, they even come right in. So it works. It works well.
McRae, I'd like to get your story because here you are with an online type company. Not that there aren't any of these all around on every single corner. And here you are the COO of the company. Why did you decide to get into this business? What did you feel like you brought to the table that maybe you can do better than others?
Great question. I have a very long digital media history. Most companies will start out because they say, hey, web development's a good thing to get into. Let's just jump into it. A lot of companies will start the process with the website first. And we just don't do that. That's been based on, I actually have a history with Aspute Productions, where we did, before that was a company, we did video work together. And in that process, I learned that in film and video production, that pre-production, setting up the script and knowing where you're filming and making sure everybody's there on time is so crucial to the downstream of the project. So I took that information and applied it to the websites as well. So the very first thing we do is we don't start with the website. We start about six steps before that, which is who are you as a business? What are you trying to accomplish? And getting your business requirements and your goals together so that we actually know what we're going to do for the website. The worst thing to have happen, which if anybody's had experience with a typical web development processor, is they make a website. It moves real fast up front. Hey, I got a homepage and some content. Great. very end of it, they want to start making custom changes. Hey, can we add a this and the contact form and a pay now button? And it starts to fall apart. That's what we bring to the table and why we set it up this way. It's a longer process, but it's way more successful.
I was going to ask you, McCray, I think the average business owner, when they start thinking about web presence and they start thinking about all the things that it entails, I think they just start crying. Mostly.
Yeah. That's-
what are some of the opening tips that you probably give in those first couple of sessions you're meeting with a business to help? And I love the way you unpack that. Let's figure you learn more about their business to help them with their web presence.
Right.
What are some of the other things you'd love to kind of tell a room full of business owners? Because you got one right now on this show as people are listening, to kind of calm them down, keep them from crying, and tell them that everything's going to be okay. What's some of the advice that you would give to business owners about their web presence?
Slow down. For one, a lot of people want to rush it and get something out there. Let's just go ahead and get a press release and blast something out, get it out there. But they don't realize that what they're putting out might not match something else. And again, web presence is making sure that everything is seamless. There's a dramatic shift between how business is done offline and online. Things are going from offline to online. E-commerce is huge. You know, being able to take credit cards on your website changes the world. You know, you can have customers anywhere. Most business, especially with millennials, they do things on the internet, on their phones, on their tablets, on the bus, on the fly. They do everything through the internet. So brick and mortar stores have a little bit of a challenge to try and adapt to, and that's why most of them do stores online. But it's not just making a website anymore, because 10 years ago it was, hey, I need a website because it's like having just a thing just to have. It's now how you do your business is on the internet. To make sure that you understand that principle will set you up to really look at it as I am building a business on the internet and I also do business offline. It's a bit backwards from what traditional methodology is, but that's what you got to start to really understand and take your web presence seriously, because as millennials get older, they're going to find you on the internet. And if your website looks terrible, or if they can't find your phone number, which, you know, there's some companies out there, you can't find their phone number and they want you to call them, which is ironic. That's their call to action. So if that's what's happening, you're going to have some problems with your business. So making sure the internet is your primary source to start out with, which sounds, maybe some of the older generation might think is ridiculous, but it's the reality of the upcoming millennials.
So I like the advice of slow down, but you better not stop. This is incredibly important. Take your time. And the reason to slow down is because of how important it is. I like that. That's great advice.
We're talking with Melissa and McCray with Blue Key Interactive. And you mentioned more of a newer company. But if you found like a niche, are there certain companies that you're finding that you work better with that's kind of become your niche, or is it still pretty broad that you can help any kind of company, any size?
Any size, a little bit more specific. We don't have a vertical, but that's because of what McCray said earlier, is how we actually do something called the business analysis, where we find out who you are, what you do, what your goals are, and how that translates online. We can help a lot of different types of businesses. I'd say our sweet spot is between no more than $50 million a year in revenue. So that'd be small to medium sized businesses.
Okay. And it all starts with a conversation, getting to sit down with you guys and talk about what their needs are, what their goals are.
Absolutely.
For those that would like to reach out to Blue Key Interactive and find out more and maybe go online and see some of the examples of your work, where would you like to send them?
Well, you say they see me knocking on doors. Some of you'll see me out and about in Gwinnett. No, but seriously, you can give me a call. Give us a call at 404-590-7956. You can visit our website, bluekeyinteractive.com. We're on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Blue Key Interactive.
Great. McCray Kane and Melissa Martin at Blue Key Interactive. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Look forward to seeing you guys later this week. We've got some business to take care of, don't we?
Yes, sir.
We do.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Steven?
Mike?
Steven?
I'm looking behind you, and there is a fantastic, large, great, big graphic behind you that says Subaru of Gwinnett, Atlanta, to denote our studios, correct?
Let me look behind me. Yes, there is.
That's fantastic.
Where did that come from?
Well, that came from Speed Pro Imaging in Marietta, because they help businesses stand out by providing high-quality large graphics. If you can imagine it, which is hard to imagine for you, Mike, but you did. You imagined it, and they made it. Whether it's a vehicle wrap, trade show display, banner, event graphics, wall graphics, or more, Speed Pro Imaging Marietta is the place for you. Visit speedpromarietta.com.
Well done, Steven. Appreciate it very much. Our next guests here on the program come from Bahama Breeze, Nona Jones and Felicia Davis. Bahama Breeze, how many locations do you guys have. And you have the Pleasant Hill Road location right down the road from us.
That's right.
How many do you have now?
We have, I believe, 38 now. We have
38.
38.
There are two in Georgia. We have our location off of Pleasant Hill as well as the Kennesaw location.
Okay. Nona, Felicia, give us your responsibilities with Bahama Breeze and then kind of give us the overview from 20,000 feet.
Well, Bahama Breeze, we're a restaurant that brings you the feeling of a Caribbean escape. We offer the food, the drink, and the atmosphere that you would find in the islands. I am the group sales manager and event coordinator, and Felicia is our service manager. You know, Bahama Breeze, when it was a concept, our founders traveled down the islands and actually spent time learning about the culture and the food and the architecture and tried to keep it as authentic as possible while still making it approachable for people that had never tried this type of food before. So I really think we had a nice balance of, you know, staying true to the traditional island flavors while taking some classics that are very embraceable and approachable for people that are new to the experience.
Talk about the food and what folks can expect when they look at the menu.
Well, one of our most popular items is some of our jerked cooked dishes. And jerk traditionally relies heavily on allspice as well as Scotch bonnet peppers. So traditional jerk is a very spicy dish. We take that and use our own unique blend to make it a little bit more mild, a little bit more approachable. We have some fantastic baby back ribs that are marinated in guava barbecue. We have key lime pie, as we brought today. Mm-hmm. It's made from scratch. And one of the things we really take a lot of pride of is so many of our items are made from scratch in-house. There's very little that's brought in pre-prepared. We do a lot of fresh, quality, made-from-scratch items that you just won't find anywhere else.
I love when I go to Bahama Breeze, just the atmosphere, obviously. There's a fire pit area. Seems like every time I go, there's live music. It's not just the food. You put a lot of time and effort into the decor and in the whole experience.
We do. We want to make it as an island getaway without having to leave Atlanta. And we do have live entertainment 6 nights a week. You know, we have a facility that can seat up to 400 guests. So we really have a facility that's unlike any other in the area.
Felicia, you're the service manager. What's the staff trying to accomplish? We talked about the food already. We've talked about the atmosphere. What can people expect about how they're going to be served and what's the staff trying to get across to
people? So you kind of think about when you go on vacation, you think about, you know, the hospitality when you go on vacation, what you're looking for. And that's exactly what our staff is going to provide for you. So, you know, we're trying to be number one and our staff all has that goal in mind that we're trying to be number one. And when you go on vacation, you're looking for those smiles and the extra mile. We say there's never a traffic jam on the extra mile. So we're trying to go the extra mile every single time. Things that you wouldn't get maybe at other restaurants, we're trying to do that for you here.
Okay, so you guys, and Bahama Breeze has been on the Pleasant Hill location for a while. Mm-hmm. What are some of the best stories about those extra miles? What are some of the best stories about the food? Go ahead, just regale us with some stories. I'm going to be eating some key lime pie while you're
here. So many stories.
I think just being able to make the personal connection with people, and one that immediately comes to mind is I had a couple that called me, and they were getting married the next day, and something happened with their wedding venue where it fell through and wasn't going to be available, and they had less than 24 hours notice. And so we were able to find out their colors, find out their theme, decorate it for them, you know, hang all these curtains and flowers and everything, and actually hold their wedding there at our restaurant.
Somebody got married at Bahama Breeze.
That actually happens more than what you think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've had several weddings.
I got to dig a little. So hold on. Investigative journalism.
They're on a budget, I guess. It's like, well, it looks like we're in the islands.
Yeah, exactly. We had it at Cabo. So is this before the restaurant opens? Is this during the lunch rush?
It's during normal hours.
Yeah, whenever we wanted to do it exactly how they wanted it, especially, you know, this bride was heartbroken that her venue had fallen through, and we just wanted to make it as special as we could for her. And just to have her come up after the ceremony and crying and hug us and tell us that we made her wedding.
To know what the first venue was. Was it the Chick-fil-A down the street? I mean,
well, we're not gonna go into that.
24 hours.
That is awesome. And what are the other guests there? What are the other customers?
They're always shocked. They're always like, oh my God, is that a wedding?
Awesome. Wow. That's so cool.
And then she usually actually gets more leads after that. Like, you guys have weddings?
Yeah.
Receptions? What?
All right. So going beyond weddings, I'm assuming there's also some catering. And talk a little bit about the business relationship with business owners here in Gwinnett County. I mean, you can talk in Kennesaw too, that Bahama Breeze is going outside the walls of what they do at the restaurant.
Well, you know, catering is something that's currently in development. We're looking to go into it, hopefully maybe later on this year. Mm-hmm. Right now, we concentrate mainly on events within the facility. We do have semi-private dining rooms. We have projector screens. We have all sorts of areas that are perfect for business meetings, receptions, weddings, you know, whatever the guests would like, we cater to their needs.
How small of a group and how big of a group, if I'm a business owner, can I set up at Bahama Breeze?
Well, we can seat up to 400 people total. And so there's really no minimum to how many we can take, and the entire restaurant buyout would be 400.
But in the semi-private where I'm going to do a presentation, what size can that be?
Those dining rooms can sit up to 90 to 95 people.
I'm taking notes over here for my little side business during the day where I meet with clients. Go ahead. So 90 to 95 people, but I could get the whole facility and do upwards of 400.
Right. And we have fully customizable menus for every budget, every occasion, every taste.
All right. Let's get back to the menus and more specifically the bar. You think of, you know, the islands and the Caribbean, Bahamas and so forth, and you think of rums. Yeah. You guys have quite a selection of rums.
We have like a lot of obscure rums that you're not really going to find. You know, even at like the local package stores, you're not going to find those. A lot of our distributors have to get them like shipped in, even to get to us. So, you know, like the Barbancourt 15-year age, like you can't find that anywhere, really. Of course, the Zaya along with that as well. So, and of course, right now we actually just rolled out about 15 to 20 new tequilas, including Casa Dragon, which is number one in the world right now. So we're super excited to have that as well.
The pause you're hearing now is everybody furiously writing all the wonderful and tequilas that she talked about that we're all going to go get.
We're up until 11 to 11 today. So come on in. We're having them all there for you.
Something coming going on you want me to ask you about. Viva La Rita.
Viva La Rita.
What is Viva La Rita?
Viva La Rita is a celebration of all things tequila and all things Rita. So really, it's an excuse for you to come out and try like six of our brand new margaritas, including our watermelon jalapeno, and of course our tamarind margarita, and our key lime pie margarita. So if you like that key lime pie, you want to get it dessert form with maybe a tequila mixed in, then we can actually do that for you. It's actually really, really good.
Well, Nona, if you don't mind here, can you pass the tequila down to Steven?
I know he's
I'm still writing down the rums. Can you go back over the... No, I'm just kidding.
You've been eyeing that tequila since Hope took it out of the gift bag. So talk about some other promotions you have going on and coming up at Bahama Breeze.
Well, of course, you know, we do have island time. So from Monday to Friday, from 4 to 6 p.m., our appetizers are half price. And of course, Viva La Rita is our current promotion going until April 10th. So again, celebrating all things Viva La Rita. We have a party every Friday evening on our patio. So again, just celebrating. I'm watching him with this tequila bottle here.
Everything margarita. For those watching on our YouTube channel, Steven's down there making love to his tequila right now.
All the college viewings of Price is Right is all coming back. I'm trying to be a Barker's beauty.
You do know it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always 5 o'clock somewhere.
Always on island time.
Give us the locations here in the Atlanta area for Bahama Breeze once again, the website, anything you'd like to share for those that would like to find out more.
Sure.
The group information you talked about, Nona, is some of that on the website as well?
Yes, you can go to bahamabreeze.com and it has all of our customizable menus. You can also contact me directly at Gwinnett@bahamabreeze.com. We're located at the corner of Pleasant Hill Road and Breckenridge Boulevard, 3590 Breckenridge Boulevard.
And you mentioned today, which is a Thursday, as we do the show live, you're open till 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Typically, what are your hours, including weekends?
Yeah, absolutely. So Sunday through Thursday, we're open 11 to 11. Friday and Saturday, we're open 11 to midnight.
Great. Nona Jones, Felicia Davis, Bahama Breeze here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having
thanks
us.
Thanks again for the gifts.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You guys are awesome. Steven?
Mike, sorry, I'm a little distracted by the giant tequila in front of me. Is that 18 or 19? I've lost track.
Should I take it back?
Well, I'm enjoying it now because I know I'm not going to see it after the show. Because we all know where it's going after the show.
You have never been so correct.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right. So before we get to our last guests, we need to talk about Ferratec, Mike.
We do?
Yes. We need to have a serious conversation about Ferratec.
Okay.
Did you know that Ferratec has been in business for 25 years and they manufacture top-of-the-line toner supplies and they offer outstanding customer service? Ferratec offers a 100% guarantee on all Ferratec products, so you know they stand behind their quality. For more info, you can visit Ferratec.com. That's Ferratec.com or call them at 770-582-1188.
And we love our friends at Ferratec. I just had the pleasure of being their guest on the recent Gwinnett Chamber trip to Turks and Caicos, thanks to our friends at Ferratec.
No wonder you're so excited about the tequila this morning.
Well, I've had some rum recently, a little tequila. I come back, here it is in the studio.
And that was good, but we can't wait to go to Bahama Breeze and try their rums and tequilas.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Well, I've been there plenty of times.
Perhaps we should call Ferratec and they can join us over there.
Absolutely. We'll do that. All right, Steven, thank you very much. Our third and final guest here, Espute Productions, is in the house. And joining us is the president, owner, am I?
CEO.
Chief Poobah.
Daniel Espute. And Esteban Watson is also with us.
What's up?
Good morning, gentlemen.
How you doing?
Yo.
Espute Productions. Tell us about your company. What do you guys do?
Hey, but before we do that, though, man, this is my kind of radio show, man. I mean, it's 10 in the morning. Y'all got pie yeah. and tequila waiting for us, man. This is the kind of stuff that entertainers want to be around.
There's a reason we brought you for this show with Bahama Breeze.
That's
what's
here. Up, man. B103 ain't got nothing on y'all, man. It's good.
As we said, award-winning Gwinnett Business Radio.
Yeah, that's right. That's
this
right.
is an award.
It's self-acclaimed awards, but it's still award-winning. Okay, Espute Productions. Tell us what you guys do, and thanks for the shout out, by the way, for the love at the beginning.
Keeping it real, man.
Yeah, just man, absolutely. Well, Espute Productions actually started off in 2005 as Espute Entertainment. I decided to start a business for my DJing, for entertaining for different events. And that's actually what was putting me through college at the Savannah College of Art and Design, where I was getting my film degree. Then when I was getting close to graduating, I decided that, you know, I really can't decide which way to take because I was getting so much entertainment business, but I was also gonna dive into the motion picture business. So I decided to change the name in 2011 to Espute Productions. In a sense, that sort of marked last year as our 10 years of being in business, being a proud Gwinnett business as not only a motion picture company, but also an event entertainment company. And with the merger with Laura D's Photography and the marriage of the owner to this owner here, she is my wife, we added photography to that business as well.
So you'd kind of do a little bit of everything, but I want to hear more about the DJ and entertainment side of the business there.
Absolutely. Well, interestingly enough, I was a really shy kid growing up. An environment like this, being in front of a microphone, going out live to all your listeners would make me very, very nervous. I still get a little bit of the butterflies, though, whenever that happens.
That's natural, right?
Yeah. Well, I always say, if that ever goes away before I do an event, then I need to quit. I need to leave because I don't care anymore. But I do very much care whenever we are entertaining for different crowds. We've done a variety of different events. I actually started the business because I felt like my high school prom DJs didn't really care. We didn't have that good of a time. So I said, well, I want to do better school events. And I learned quickly that, you know, 80% of most DJ businesses is in weddings, especially in a metropolitan area like Atlanta. So I quickly shifted, learned how to do weddings, eventually got into bar and bat mitzvahs. Of course, along the way, learned how to do corporate events and that type of thing. And of course, it always builds from just being the guy with the microphone and the two turntables to expanding out into lighting and televisions and staging and dance floors and basically the things that we can provide now for a lot of our clients.
Great. Well, Daniel, I want to make you feel right at home, by the way. So this is for you right here. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. Yeah, I like to move it. There you go. See, all set, prepared, ready to go.
That's the best sound effect you've done. Now, that's not saying a lot, but that's the best sound effect you've done.
I'm fond of it.
In the five weeks we've been rolling that out.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. Does
he have a future, Daniel?
Maybe.
We're full. We're full.
Thank you, Esteban.
Technically, hopefully we all have futures.
Well, yeah. I meant as a DJ. I was assuming the question.
Unless you drink too much of that tequila on the way out, your future may not be much longer.
The seal is still on.
Yes.
It's safe for you, Mike, yes. for after the show.
Absolutely. Esteban, tell us about your involvement with the company.
Oh, man. Oh, where do we start?
Where'd you find this guy, Daniel?
Actually, he found me. I was homeless. I was looking for work. He had a peanut butter jelly sandwich and said, I got a future for him.
That was the start of a beautiful
relationship. I'm a huge fan of peanut butter and jelly.
He had
it wrapped up in aluminum foil. A
little key lime pie, and you're ready to go.
Yeah, man.
So your involvement, what do you guys, what
nah,
do you
do? We, is it too much? We go way back, man. We went to school together, and I've been in the entertainment game for a while now. I think it was Grease Paint. It was a full feature documentary that I was able to soundtrack, and it's won a lot of different awards, but that's kind of how we kind of connected again. Because we, you know, went to school together, we did projects and everything in high school, but we both went separate ways for quite a few years, and it was that project that brought us back together. And it was such a blast working on that project. It was such an experience that I was like, man, I want to do this thing kind of full time with this guy, you know. And that's kind of how it went down. I wasn't expecting to be a DJ, but I got that personality, so he kind of you know, pieced it all together for me, and been doing it ever since for about a year and a half.
Yeah, you kind of fell into it. I mean, and of course, McCray alluded to it earlier, but it's kind of coincidental that we're on the same show. But McCray was one of the the three of us back in high school. Shout out to Collins Hill High School Eagles.
McCray went to the same school with you guys as well.
Yes.
Yeah, he was a little older, but
we won't say how much.
Yeah, 5 years. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. But that's really where it started was back then. And you know, we graduated from then in 2004.
Yeah.
Do the math, y'all can figure out how old we are. But that's where it started. And then of course we went our separate ways. And it's funny how we came back, because I've got to give them a shout out for making our website for us.
Yeah.
Which we'll say that later on. But yeah, definitely shout out to Blue Key Interactive for making an awesome, awesome website for SPU Tape Productions.
They're very good at what they do. Very good.
Yeah.
So you guys have talked some about the history. We've concentrated on the DJ, but let's talk about some of the stuff you guys now can do. You talked about a movie. So talk about some of the movie productions. Also, I'm assuming, are there some things that other business owners, especially here in Gwinnett County, need to know that you guys can do to help them with some of, whether it's videos or things to put on their website? What are some of the interactions you guys do, or talk some about the movies that you guys are doing?
Well, one of our recent releases, which actually was released in 2014, is Grease Paint. You can actually, anybody who's a Hulu subscriber can actually go watch that. It's a feature-length documentary about circus clowns, and it's actually revolves around a Dallas, Georgia-based circus, clown circus that went all up and down the East Coast that we followed. It was actually a three-year process in the filming of it. So that's one of the examples of what we sort of have put out for the public to be entertained by and to see, as well as a short film that we just released about a local author who is from Warner Robins, Georgia. Her name is Loretta Hannon, and she wrote a book called The Cracker Queen, which we then sort of took the aftermath, I don't want to say aftermath, how she has learned from that writing experience, and we made a short film documenting that called Raised in the South of Normal, which will screen at the Milledgeville Film Festival in April, on April 17th, and it'll actually screen in Muskogee, Oklahoma on April 23rd. One of the ways that we can take that type of film production and convert it and make it something that is worthwhile for business owners is what's called storytelling marketing. It's actually something that's become very popular now, especially for the local businesses that have a story to tell. Because as I've learned over the years, it doesn't matter what kind of business you're in the people business, you know, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's entertainment, whether it's radio, whether it's selling cars, you're in the people business. So if you have a story that can relate to people, we are here to sort of bring that out and embellish that and really show that, you know, we're all humans. We're all here to thrive and to gain success, whatever that may be. So that is how we implement our film narrative documentary film production and put it into, well, essentially marketing or telling everybody's story.
And that might be one of the differentiators for you guys, because there are a lot of production companies out there, and you've got to kind of carve your niche and say, this is what makes us different. And that might be part of the answer right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, and don't forget, we love to party. And a lot of, you know,
came to the right show.
A lot of corporations, man, they know how to party as well. So we're definitely those guys that know how to entertain and make sure everybody walks away remembering that night, you know.
So Grease Paint.
Well, halfway remember the night. So
circus clowns, huh?
Yes.
That reminds me of a joke. Steven, why don't cannibals eat clowns?
I don't know. Why don't
Because
cannibals?
They taste funny.
Oh.
I've heard that one.
Can I join the company now?
No.
We do interns.
What do you guys enjoy most about what you do? You guys are passionate. We can feel the love. We can hear it. What do you love most about it? Is it the freedom that you kind of can? You're not kind of in a box. You kind of are a little bit outside the box.
Oh, the boss asked me to go ahead and tell everybody why.
Better be a good
love
answer
working
now.
For the company. Okay.
Yeah. No pressure.
Man, I love people. There's always great people that we meet, a lot of stories that get made and that we get to make. It's just so much joy and fun being able to be happy every day and be able to kind of, you know, share that happiness with the type of work that we do. Every day I wake up happy, you know, knowing that the company that I work for, there's a lot of loving people there. I get to work with my best friend, you know, and it's just a fantastic opportunity.
What's wrong with you, Esteban? What is wrong with you?
I don't drink tequila every day, but I'm high on life, though, man. I'm high on life.
Yeah, I got some tissues over here. Daniel?
Yeah, I am. Well, man, that's a tough act to follow. I mean, I'm a little.
Still want
to
race.
You were the one
still,
to tell
still
me
want
to
race, though. Don't forget about that race.
Come on. All right. Well, you know, that is something that, you know, when I started the company, it was I was a one-man show for a very long time. And I didn't really realize that I was sort of building something that was going to become bigger than just myself. you know, Espute Productions, you know, even though it's a variation of my name, I feel like over the years it's turned into a brand that people acquaint to fun, to just a great family atmosphere, whatever it is, because in one side of things, you know, we are entertaining people, which statistically for any type of event is one of the most important things that guests take away from it. And then to add on to that, the two aspects that retain those memories being the photos and the video that come from that, it's just so nice to be able to have that nice little package that we can offer to our clients. And I feel like when I get up, and because of my son, you know, has gotten me to be waking up a lot earlier nowadays, it actually feels great to wake up when before the sun's fully, you know, over the horizon and say, you know, I get to go have fun. I'm not going to work. I'm going to have fun. And I just so happen to be getting a paycheck for it. So that's just a really, I mean, it's the American dream. So I'm very, very excited and happy about that.
Before we let you guys go, either one of you can answer this, but the craziest thing that ever happened to either of you on a film set?
Oh, I was going to say at a DJ party.
Okay.
Well, either one of those. Both.
Either one. All right. We got stories for both.
All right, good.
We've got some time here.
Yeah. Well,
I'm gonna let you talk.
Oh, okay. Well, I was gonna say, like, you might think one is crazier than one.
No, man, so. We've had so many crazy stories.
And time's up, but thank you very much.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's hard. I mean, I don't know, like with a, gosh, I mean, it's so funny because obviously with a live show, you know, anything can happen, and same thing with a live event versus a film set. Of course, you know, you're kind of. You're still stuck with certain things like weather and location and all that kind of stuff. But I'm trying to think
of one that's not going to get us fired. Right? So it's very nice.
Maybe the music video.
Oh, yeah.
We're online. We could say anything we want.
Well, so. Okay. So we were shooting a music video. And,
all of a sudden. Oh, now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're online. No, hey.
He brought it. So, yeah. So we were shooting a music video. And, you know, part of the agreement with the venue was, you know, they were going to allow us to shoot, but they needed to conduct business as usual. So we said, okay, that's fine. You know, if you don't mind just sort of putting people on this side, or if people come in and they understand that, you know, they're going to be part of a video shoot, that's fine.
Bahama Breeze by chance?
No, okay. No, unfortunately not. Well, actually, fortunately not, because, well, the story gets better. So there was, we were doing a shot where the camera operator was wearing a Steadicam, which is this apparatus that stabilizes the camera, and it has to get connected to the hips and the chest, you know, for people that don't know what a Steadicam is. And he was actually backing out through the front door, which this was, I'll say it was in Athens. I won't go much further than that, but the doorway was very small. So his spotter was trying to guide him through, and we were getting ready to do a take. And of course he started blocking the doorway. So there was a regular at this venue that wanted to go in, and we just said, "Now, sir, you know, just wait a second, because we're about to do this shot and it's not going to take that long." And he really, really wanted to get into this place. So he actually barreled through the door. We were actually recording it. So we actually, mm-hmm. have it on tape, and we almost had to get security to remove this gentleman because he almost knocked over.
It was a little bit of a tussle. I think he was wanting some tequila. So,
yeah.
He tequila is something else, ain't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. But I mean, you know, he was wearing a good, you know, $150,000 worth of gear. Yeah. So that wouldn't have been good for him.
Not the camera operator. I was talking about the regular.
Oh, well, no, he wasn't.
The camera operator might have drank some tequila too. I don't know.
I don't know.
Good thing he didn't push him forward and the camera would have fallen on the ground. And
I wouldn't have liked that at all. No.
All right. Well, for those that are listening, we'd like to find out more about what you do, either with the film side, the video side, the DJing side, the entertainment. Where can they find out more about your company?
Well, our website, masterfully crafted by Blue Key Interactive.
Shout out to Blue Key.
Yes, is www.espute.com. That's ESPEUTE.com. You can also find us on Facebook, YouTube, and Vimeo at Espute Productions. And of course, from there, you can find out all of myself and E.M. Watson's various social media handles. And I will also, because I'm so happy to give shout outs, Bahama Breeze is my favorite of the Darden family. Yeah. And you'll probably see me there sometime this week, at least for the Jamaican stuffed plantain, maybe not the tequila.
I think we're going right after the show, sir.
Yeah, I think so.
There you go. Time for a production meeting.
Yes. I love it. Thank you guys so much for having us on.
Daniel Esteban, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
It was fun.
All right. Espute Productions here on Gwinnett Business Radio. This just happened to be a coincidence that Blue Key and Espute Productions are on the same show. I scheduled them, had no idea they knew each other, and
you were actually worried about bringing them together, which is why you brought Bahama Breeze and told him, bring some tequila and pie.
Take the little of the edge off.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and wrap up the show because I know you have been eyeing that pie and it's killing you. I mean, it's like within a foot of you and you haven't been able to touch it so far.
I know. I am. This is the most disciplined I've been in months.
You're doing well, Stephen.
Thank you.
Quick reminder that you can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio anytime, day or night, 24/7. By visiting GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. You can also download any of our shows on iTunes. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. We're all at Gwinnett Radio X. Check out our new YouTube channel where right now Stephen is holding up the tequila once again. Let's keep our eyes on that bottle before everyone leaves the studio because I have a feeling we may not be seeing it. Stephen, any final words?
I'm announcing our new sponsor for the show, 1800. 1800, great way to end the day. Thanks, Bahama Breeze.
For Steven and Z and Trey behind the scenes, I'm Mike Salmon. We will see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
We need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.